People of Earth, we encircle your planet and come to you with bursting hearts, but you know us not. Neither do you remember the glory of olden times when your Earth was once its part of a federation of planets, and godlike men traveled freely between your world and other galaxies. This before the overlay of materialism divided you, before separateness, greed, and stupid wars blighted your souls and cut you off, making you prisoners by your own acquiescence. Now, after eons of time, we again maintain vigilance, are showing ourselves to you as spacecraft influences that appear mysterious and inscrutable, perhaps. Yet how may we approach you otherwise? How shall we make you aware that all of God's universes are of harmonious relationship with each other? That you, too, are a part of this graduated whole? That from Venus, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus, we anxiously await a day not far distant when you shall regain both consciousness and a memory of grandeurs again to be revisited. People of Earth, reflect and understand yourselves. When you are finished playing with fire as children with matches to learn of the pure, quenchless flame burning within your hearts, you shall unfold as a rose with its fragrance that previously had wilted in a hothouse of rancid air. Study not the mere surface facts about man, but the deep secrets of nature in the great omniverse, the passion of a creator within your own beings which makes you immortal, which causes you to dream and hope and plan, and you too shall build spacecraft that travel fast as light. Learn to love the self of self and your own brothers equally, and you shall behold miracles within each rising dawn. Stretch your imaginations to the peerless scales of infinity, and you shall contain as your companions an illustrious company of ennobling souls, like the majesty of morning stars shouting in their joys, to further glorify an inner peace beyond description. The penetrating excitement of living, of ingesting each day's rare delight. We, the souls from other planets, bring you this vision, which is a small token of our reality. Waiting interminable centuries and hovering high over your world, we now witness a dramatic transmutation taking place upon your Earth at this crucial period. We are endeavoring to cooperate through whatever methods are allowable, yet you are still fearful lest a usurper upset the balance of your standards, your credos, for you forget that growth and expansiveness are inevitable. Also, that it is basic to cosmic law, to love itself, that planets, as well as individuals, never intrude unless invited or allowed. We come in part as answer to a hungry prayer uttered by countless worthy souls seeking deliverance from artificial pressures, from unnecessary tyrannies. We come in part to dissipate the heavy clouds of murky negativeness that hover around your planet that must not encrustate the outer space empyrean. We come because the Earth is God's beautiful footstool, and the days of true revelation are at hand. O people of Earth, look upon us as brothers, as friends, and you shall attain a freedom not too far away which shall make every future step more joyous and your hearts once again exuberant, loving, and unafraid. Adonai.